This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. On this show, we often find ourselves doing stories about creative people who live in Los Angeles. It is, after all, the mecca of pop culture. But LA, especially in the last 20 years or so, has also become a big place for classical music, painting, architecture, novels, and all kinds of creative expression. So we decided to take the show on the road last summer and meet face-to-face some of our favorite Angelenos at the Getty Center. I've always wanted to say this. Our program was recorded before a live studio audience. I really am excited to be here in L.A. I've never lived here, but almost every time I come for a visit, I feel tempted. For me, coming to L.A. from New York always seems vaguely adulterous, in a good way. And speaking of sexy temptation, I've only been here for 48 hours, but I was delighted to run into somebody whom I met last winter in New York. She's from St. Petersburg, Russia. In fact, she's a fellow visiting cultural commentator. Please welcome my new friend, Svetlana Maksimovich-Kasla. Welcome, Svetlana.
Thank you. It's fantastic to be here. Very good-looking audience, actually. Very hot. Very hot. Also potential clients. I am very excited to be here, Kurt. You know, the only time I make it to L.A. is usually when clients fly me out in limo to private home. So it's nice to actually come and explore. It's nice.
So you're here just on your own this time.
Yeah. My business, St. Petersburg House of Discreet Pleasure, it's an international enterprise. It has to be. But so I came here. This is the first time I'm coming as tourist.
And so what's your impression, having been here a few days?
I've been here. The main thing that struck me is how segregated this city is. You know, it's all delineated borders. You know, you have the Persian Jews in Beverly Hills. You know, the WASPs in Hancock Park. The African Americans in Compton. The Armenians in Little Armenia. It's a great name. The
Little
city
Armenia.
Council could not come up with a more creative name for the Armenian community. You know, it's only because they are immigrants. Can you imagine? At least they get the whole country, but the Asians get towns. Huh? Chinatown, Thai town, Koreatown. You know, can you imagine if West Hollywood was called Little Homosexuality? Yeah? There'd be riots in the streets. It's only because they're immigrants. You know?
Gay Manistan. You're getting feisty.
But
what do you think of that segregation? You put off?
I think it's fantastic.
Really?
Yes, of course. Seriously, what is great about immigrants in this country is that they can have American dream, but still live like they're back home. Like nothing has changed, you know what I mean? It's like without the persecution and the dengue fever, for example, you know. And so I think that men are animals, let's be honest. You know, you put different men together, they fight, you know. And I sleep with men all day long, it's my business. They're animals with the thrusting, it's the contorting, it's like watching Animal Planet.
And all men, you find?
No, sorry. Kurt, I don't know you. You are not a client. He's not a client, I'll be honest. But there are some exceptions. You know, the Argentinians, they are fantastic lovers. And
really?
Bill O'Reilly, also fantastic.
Bill O'Reilly?
He is client, yes.
Yeah.
How could he not be? I mean, look at him. Who needs it more than him, you know? But he's actually not what you would think. You know,
Bill
O'Reilly is very sensual, very sweet guy.
He doesn't yell at you.
Emotional, cries like a baby all the time. He honestly cries on my shoulder. Oh, Svetlana, this image of mine on Fox News, it's not who I am, really. It's not his tortured soul. He has these dreams. He tells me, I have these dreams set about. It's me and Al Gore in Speedos running through the rainforest. This is what he's dreaming. Battling the bulldozers, saving the world. He's telling me this.
Not what you'd think at all.
No.
As I've been here, and the last few times I've been here, people are talking about this great cultural renaissance in L.A. Have you seen some of that?
I think it's bullcrap.
Really?
It's lies. It's all.
Really?
I mean, a city with 10 million people, they have four museums, two of which are useless. Like the Folk Art Museum, you know? What is this? Some Indian makes a blanket, you put it in a museum. What do you call this? Quilts. Quilts on a rocking chair.
Quilts.
Quilt, yeah. Yeah, I put dirty blankets from my grandmother's house. I call it Svetlana's Folk Art and Cossack Paraphernalia Museum.
You could try, yeah.
But, you know, I don't blame Americans for trying. You know, Americans don't have much history, so they make one by force. You know, it's the exact opposite from Russia. We had too much history. We are taking a break. You know what I mean? But Americans are like, no, we create history. We make up for lost time. I'm not saying this country is going in good direction. You know, I told Condi a million times, you guys are getting fanatic with this world domination.
Condoleezza Rice?
Yes, not a client. Good friend. No, she says I'm a calming presence in her life. You know, I tell her, Condi, play more piano, do some Bikram, you know, and take care of that diastemic gap in between the tears.
Diastemic gap.
Gosh, she's not Madonna. It's not sexy, it's awkward, you know, but whatever. It's hard for her, you know, working with that Putz. It's hard.
The president.
Of course. You know, always smiling. No matter what you tell him, smiling. You know, when you ask about Iraq, he gets that look that my clients get when they tickle them in special place. You know what I mean? Cool. I cannot tell you how excited I am to vote for
the president.
You're
going to get to vote. So who do you like that's running so far?
Well, I'm biased, Kurt. You know, I'm friends with the only other woman in D.C., Hillary. You know, very different from Condi. Same freezing temperature, yes? But slightly more attentive and big reader, Kurt. Big reader, yes.
Really? I'm not surprised.
We actually talked about starting a book club, but we lost momentum. You know, it's tricky. You know, you kind of... when you try and organize things like book club, it's tricky.
So. Long distance.
Yes, and I actually bought your book.
Really?
Heyday.
How nice.
Yes,
how
I have no idea what it's about, but who cares, really? Oh, you know, who cares? No, you wrote it, I read it. I'm very supportive of your cute little artistic endeavors.
Thank you, Svetlana. Thank you.
Hillary loved your book.
Really?
Yeah, I spoke to her last night.
Really?
When I got back from Folk Art Museum, I was very upset. I was livid. I said, Hillary, you know, she said, no, you silly goose, go to Getty. Don't forget Folk Art. Go to Getty. It's fantastic.
And since you've been here, what do you think of the Getty?
Well, I think the architecture is fantastic. You know, and I actually got here a few hours early, hoping it would be enough time to see all the exhibits.
And did
it
you have
enough
time?
It took me 20 minutes, Kurt. 20 minutes. Yeah. I hate to say, I think I counted maybe 15 items on exhibit, and they were like the sculpture rejects. I hate to say, I can just imagine what the French curators were saying in the basement in the Louvre. Oh, you know, here we have sculpture. It's not David. It's of David's cousin Jeffrey. Let's give it to Giet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not bashing. It's a fantastic play. Very nice flower and fauna, you know. But don't call it Getty Museum. Call it Getty Gardens. You know what I'm saying? Call it Getty. Oh, you know, I have to go, Kurti. I just got a text message from Maria. Hold on. Stand by. Please get here in time for dinner. Arnie is hungry. Okay.
This is Maria Schreiber,
yes,
the first lady of California.
Yes, they are hosting me. Yes, yes. Arnie promised me first a ride in his hybrid and then a ride in his Hummer.
And which
I can imagine. You know, well, I don't care how expensive gasoline is. These hybrid cars are as sexual as a bowl of oatmeal, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you want to save the world, then don't design a car that looks like egg.
But they're very L.A., yeah, right?
I don't know. They're all putties. Anyway, I can't be late. You know, he's Austrian, Arnie. He's very punctual and big tipper.
Really?
Huge tipper. Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Really.
I have to go, Kurt. It
very nice to see
you.
It was lovely to see
you.
Nice. Svetlana is the alter ego of Iris Barr, who is an actor and playwright, as well as the author of a memoir called Dork Whore.